Britain to develop a laser weapon. Fresh on the heels, at least in military procurement schedules, of the United States Navy announcing the development of a laser weapon system, Britain's Ministry of Defense, MOD, has announced that it has selected a contractor to design its own laser weapon system. The $37 million contract was awarded to UK Dragonfire, a consortium of companies with experience in developing laser platforms. According to the MOD, Dragonfire UK will deliver a prototype laser-directed energy weapon, presumably named Dragonfire, and test the system by 2019. During that test, the laser system will be required to track targets at various ranges and weather conditions and also demonstrate that it can be deployed on both land and sea. This is a significant demonstration program aimed at maturing our understanding of what is still an immature technology, said Peter Cooper of the MOD's Defense Science and Technology Laboratory. It draws on innovative research into high-power lasers so as to understand the potential of the technology to provide a more effective response to the emerging threats that could be faced by UK armed forces. Though it's understandable that the MOD would be interested in developing its own domestic version of a laser weapon, it's also curious that the UK's military wouldn't look to the US for support in the system's development. As previously mentioned, the US already has a proven weapon in its arsenal, and it isn't as if the UK and US never collaborate. On the other hand, the development of domestic technology is always good for regional economies, and it also helps strengthen the fundamental research base of a country, all of which are important for incubating innovation. I just wonder if there's another technology that could have used this MOD investment. Cybersecurity/cyber warfare systems, anyone?